This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. As you just heard on NPR, the FAA has ended flight reductions at 40 major airports, including Houston, as air travel returns to normal following the government shutdown. Our Tom Perumian is with me live now with the latest. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. Flight reductions now canceled. TSA and air traffic controllers are returning to duty, and the FAA is once again opening the skies to regular operations by air carriers. The 42-day shutdown saw air traffic controllers and TSA workers working countless hours without pay. Many TSA officers were awarded bonus checks of $10,000 for their efforts at staying on the job. According to KHOU, airline leaders are expressing optimism that operations would rebound in time for the Thanksgiving travel period after the FAA lifted its order moments ago. Matt?
All right. Thanks, Tom. Houston's two airports were on the initial list of 40 airports that were ordered to reduce air traffic as a result of the shutdown. Delays and cancellations, as Tom said, may slowly start to trickle down here in the Houston area, but it's still a good idea to check your flight before heading out. A motorcyclist died over the weekend after a crash involving stolen construction equipment on Highway 249. The Houston Police Department said this happened early yesterday morning when the man on the motorcycle apparently hit an excavator, possibly that was traveling in a truck. Crime Stoppers and Houston Police are both asking for help in solving the case. This year's school board race in Cypress Fairbanks ISD ended with voters flipping the board, voting out its more conservative members. Now, school districts across Texas are calling to learn how it happened. As News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports, the success of a nonpartisan slate of candidates has even gotten the attention of a national political figure.
After several losses, it was a win 2 years in the making by local groups who revamped their approach with new outreach, a deeper candidate search, and a focus on overlooked areas in South Cypress. Tara Cummings with Cyfair Strong Schools says the work is now drawing interest. She says they've already been contacted by local ISDs like Klein and Fort Bend, but also Midland from across the state, all hoping to replicate Cyfair's success.
I think we're going to work on really creating like a framework, formulating something that we can give, that we can put out for folks that want to save their schools.
Even former Vice President Kamala Harris took notice, calling one of the candidates herself to congratulate them on their win. For News 88.7, I'm Bianca Seward.
Hear more about the organizing effort that could reshape the direction of Cyfair ISD. That's coming up in about 40 minutes at 6:45 on News 88.7 In Depth. The University of Houston's men's basketball team, the number one team in the country, picked up a key victory over the weekend, beating another top 25 team. The Cougars beat Auburn 73-72. UH had a sizable lead late. However, they allowed Auburn to sneak back into the game. UH held on, though. They next will take on Ryder at home on Thursday. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.